there. Time again for Moments of Melody. A teacher had been relating to his class the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, and he asked, "Now, which would you rather be, boys, the rich man or Lazarus?" One boy answered, "I would rather be the rich man while I live and Lazarus when I die." "But you know that's impossible." A man tells the story that once when I was traveling to a city, there was a lady in the car with me. After I reached the hotel where I was to stay and got comfortable quarters, she came and said, "Oh, sir, I can't get a room in this hotel. They're quite full. How did you ever manage to get a room?" "Easily enough," I replied. "I just telegraphed on before that I was coming and to have a room ready for me." And it's somewhat similar to gaining admission to heaven. Your name must be sent on ahead and entered in its book, or you won't get in. Lazarus repented and believed, even though he was a beggar. Then he was saved. The rich man didn't. The best way to begin your day is with some food for the soul. And that's why we read the sacred scriptures on this program. We're reading St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. "If you are then risen with Christ, reach out for the highest gifts of heaven, where your master reigns in power. Give your heart to the heavenly things, not to the passing things of earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you are already dead, and your true life is a hidden one in Christ. One day Christ, the secret center of our lives, will show himself openly." We should trust Christ as Savior and then make him the center of our lives. Someone as well said, "If your life is not Christ-centered, it's off-centered."